Not to be rude, but you're gonna be done soon. Oh, no need to scream or jump in surprise. Jeez. You know me. I'm here every night. I honestly thought you'd be used to me by now. Oh, shush. I don't know if I should be offended. Oh, yeah? I thought it was obvious. I am your sleep paralysis demon. Remember me? Or did you just think I was a bad dream? More specifically, I am your sleep paralysis demon. I have nothing better to do. I've been assigned to this job about 3 years now. Where are my manners? My name is Wendy. Well, that is the closest equivalent of my name. I highly doubt you'd be able to pronounce my real one. Hi. Fancy meeting you again. Oh, don't you worry. I already know your name. Came with the job description. But there's an issue. My shift starts as soon as you go to bed. And, well, you've stayed awake way longer than usual the past few nights. It's beginning to mess with my schedule. I don't mean to be pushy, and I do like hanging out with you and all, but I have some other hobbies I'd like to get to as well. So, if I have to wait here for hours and hours every night without being clocked in, well, you get the problem, right? Thus, your closet isn't really the coziest or cleanest place to hang out in. You really should consider cleaning it up a bit. Oh, sometime, not right now. Not right now. At any rate, if you would be so kind as to let me know what the deal is here, well, little old me would appreciate it. Is this going to be your new regular sleeping time, baby girl? Or will you go back to sleeping just a bit earlier? Oh, no worries. If this is permanent, I simply might need to pick up a side hustle. Maybe someone else to pin down. You know, 4 hours of work every night really isn't enough to cover my bills, let alone my pleasure expenses. You don't know how much longer you're going to be staying up like this, do you? Right. No, that's fine. I was kind of hoping for a different answer, cutie, but whatever. I don't know if this is getting too personal, but perhaps you would like to explore why you are not going to sleep. Maybe something's on your mind. Well, according to what I remember from my training, humans are supposed to sleep for 8 hours, right? Well, if that is the case, there is no way in hell 4 hours is enough for you, baby girl. So, maybe for the sake of your health and my money, you could go to sleep just a bit sooner. And why exactly not? A big project. So what? You're on a deadline? Oh, baby girl. I see. Tell you what, Since I'm here already, and I don't really have anything else to do, perhaps I could help you with your work, But on one condition. Only if you promise to hit the hay right afterwards. I'm serious. I have things to do. Look, you might not be too stoked about what I do for a living, but off duty, I really am a nice gal. I'm not really supposed to be talking to humans. You're not really supposed to know I'm here, but I'm doing it anyway, just to help you out. Do we have a deal? Or not? Finally. Okay, well, let me take a look. What do you need done tonight? So, let me make sure I understand. Essentially, you want to finish up this report and then put together some sort of presentation about it? Got it. Scooch over. And done. Not too hard, see? Oh, it didn't even take until 2 in the morning. No need to thank me, baby girl. It's really no big deal. Really, really. Makes both of our lives easier, right? I do believe I hear your bed calling you, though, so if you could scooch along. What? A formal complaint? About my services? Okay. As long as HR doesn't have to hear about it, then what's the problem? Okay. Oh, yikes. Hold up. Let me know if I understood your complaint completely correctly. I'm not scary enough. You wanted something terrifying. Oh, you barely noticed me the last couple years? That's not good. And not a good look at all. I am so sorry about the bad service you have received. I can try to be a bit scarier in the future, but I'd really appreciate if you could not tell anyone else about this little issue. Otherwise, I might lose my job entirely. The demon economy isn't really at its best right now, and it's rather hard to find a job. Oh, you won't? Thank the devil. You got me sweating there for a second, baby girl. Honestly, I didn't know I was so wholesome in your eyes. I mean, I may have received complaints in the past, but I thought sitting next to your stuffed animals would make me look rather creepy, not, how did you put it? Adorable, yes. What is it with all of these plushies anyway? It's rather unique taste you've got. Oh, come on. I thought the smiling was a nice touch, like a false sense of security, and then wham! Gotcha. No. All right. Whatever. I thought it was cool. Well, if that isn't enough, I will go to my spot in the corner behind your shelf, and you can go to bed. No. What's up now? Something else to complain about? I mean, we made a deal. And in case you didn't notice yet, I am a demon. Perhaps a wholesome one, but still a deal. I mean, it's not quite like a deal with the devil, but not only might you have a problem, I'll also be in trouble with management if they find out I'm handing out one-sided deals to humans. I already did your report. And I saved it. I can't necessarily take that back. unless I delete it. But then all my work would go to waste. I kind of don't want to do that. Selfish little me. Oh. So you will go to bed? Oh, but I don't understand. Why don't you want me to go to the corner, That's like my personal little office space, if you will. I plan my shift from there, and then I find the best way to scare you while you sleep. Oh. Maybe I shouldn't have told you that to your cute little girl face. I apologize. But if you don't want me in the corner, where else? Where else shall I be? The closet? We already discussed the cleanliness of that situation. In your bed? I've pinned you there, but I've never really considered being in it as an option. Under the bed, sure, nothing new. Again, dust bunnies, but in? I guess you're right. It would be a really eerie place to hide in, wouldn't it? Especially since that's where you hide to feel safe and all. I guess the blanket never really did keep you safe. All right. You've convinced me. I'll give it a try. You need to get in first, though. Otherwise, I can't clock in. Details. All right, so now that you're in, I'll just sit at this end here. A little bit further toward your end. A bit more. All right. Okay. Don't you think this is close enough? I'm not sure whether this is making it spookier or not. I'm not sold. I always thought the further away, the more I almost blend in with the darkness. I don't touch you until your eyes are closed. That way it's creepier. Guess I was wrong. Then, to each their own. There's really not much space here, though. I can barely sit next to you. I guess I could lay down. Oh, I see what you're doing. When you open your eyes and my face is right next to yours, that's going to be really terrifying, isn't it? I like this idea. Let me get under your blankets. And cozy. For now. Put an arm around you, baby girl. You mean my cold hand like a chill down your spine? I could get behind that. No pun intended. You're trapped. You'll never escape me now. Oh, this is amazing. This was a great idea. Thanks for helping me with my job. Assuming I get to keep it, I may be able to wrangle a raise. Or even better, I could get promoted and be assigned to two humans at once on opposite sides of the planet. Oh, not that you're not enough, baby girl. Of course. I find that I think you're rather wonderful. Sorry. I guess you're tired. It's rather late, after all. All right, then. You drift off to dreamland, and I'll stay here and do my sleep paralysis thing. Sweet dreams. Why is this so nice?